Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for some encouraging signs. They haven't entirely given up on that relief bill that they're trying to put forward. There are a number of senators who are trying to put forward what they call a skinny relief bill that wouldn't do absolutely everything that the Democrats want. It wouldn't do everything the Republicans want. But it might actually help Americans and help our economy. Our economy is sputtering along. And one of the things about Wall Street is even with the Dow Jones down about 80 points today, the markets have made a remarkably fast comeback from the lows that we hit because of the lockdowns in March. And if unemployment makes a comeback, if the markets make a comeback, the election is going to be highly, highly competitive. And that's why, regardless of the fact that there may not be huge crowds of people who are watching these conventions, there have to be some people who are watching the conventions who are undecided. Who are those people? Are you among the undecided? And are you going to watch both conventions? By the way, I think every American should. Make an informed choice, for goodness sake. Even if you're fully committed to one candidate or another, you ought to watch the other guy's convention and at least understand the pitch so that you can answer it. That seems to me to be entirely basic. There is a pretty good analysis of where we stand right now in this election by Nate Cohn, who does the Upshot at the New York Times. And the headline, which doesn't give you the full tenor of the piece, is, hey, this is a horse race. It is going to be very competitive. It is going to go down to the wire just like the last two elections did. The last two elections, Romney and Obama, being part of the Romney campaign as I was, we really expected to win. We really did. Up till the very last moment, and one of the things that all of the political scientists and all of the indications looking at the exit polling show is there was a hurricane. There was a tropical storm, Sandy, which hit New York, and Obama rushed down there. And remember, he embraced Chris Christie, and they hugged, and Obama looked commanding at the time of the hurricane. It was one of the worst hurricanes in the Northeast. And in a very close election, and it was, that apparently made the difference. How do we know? Because in exit polling, people said after the fact, people who made up their mind at the last minute were 15% of the electorate. It usually is that. And of those people, they made up their mind overwhelmingly for Obama. And the main factor they cited was his response to the hurricane. That was part of what happened in 2012. In 2016... You remember it was 10 days before the election that James Comey handed the election to Donald Trump. He made the announcement they were reopening the investigation of Hillary's emails, which, of course, reminded everybody of what they disliked about Hillary Clinton to begin with. And given the fact that it was a 77,000 vote difference in the key three swing states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, that handed those states to Trump, it was less than one half of 1% of the votes in those three states that made the difference. And that difference came at the last moment. We'll probably have something similar this time. The report over at the Upshot says, Nate Cohn says, on average, Mr. Biden's lead is 8 to 9 percentage points among likely voters nationwide. His advantage is slightly smaller than it was a month ago, when high-quality live interview telephone surveys routinely showed him with a double-digit lead. But it is still the largest and the most persistent national polling lead that any candidate has held in 24 years since Bill Clinton maintained a double-digit advantage in 1996 against Bob Dole. He ended up winning by about 8 points. That was a more complicated race, partially because there was that third party possibility, Ross Perot, who didn't do as well as he did in 1992, but he still got 8% of the vote in 1996. Cohn writes that the slight narrowing of Mr. Biden's lead tracks with a similarly modest improvement in the president's job approval rating. Overall, Mr. Trump's approval rating among registered voters has increased to 42.2%, according to 538, from its low of 40.3% on July 28th. Okay, if, God willing, the coronavirus pandemic begins to fall under control, if they can open up schools and keep them open successfully, if we can return a little bit more to normal life, what do you think happens to Trump's approval rating? Of course it goes up. It inevitably goes up unless he does something incredibly stupid to sabotage himself, which is always a possibility. This uptick may reflect a modestly more favorable national political environment. Protests have subsided, well, except in Portland. The growth of coronavirus cases has slowed. The more settled news environment appears to have allowed the president to claw back some of his likelier supporters. The lower number of undecided voters generally reduces uncertainty about the overall state of the race. Mr. Trump's gains have been largely among white voters without college degrees, who now back him by 24 points. In other words, he has an advantage of 24 points among white voters without a college degree. That's up from 18 points in polls weighted by education conducted in July. Now, that's a big increase. This is exactly who Trump is counting on. Kind of people who work at, say, Goodyear, and who may want to wear a MAGA hat to work, and are now being told they can't, even though it's fine if they wear a Black Lives Matter cap. They also point out that his strength among this group represents his only realistic path to victory, as it did in 2016. Yet he continues to underperform among those voters compared with the pre-election polls from 4 years ago. One area of, and that partially, I think, reflects the fact that Biden is going to be a much stronger candidate than Hillary without nearly the negatives that Hillary piled up. I was thinking about this listening last night to all of the people talking about Joe Biden, what a good person he is, how he's been through a lot of suffering in his life, and even people who've disagreed with him a lot, like Doug Gates, who was the defense secretary, talked about how Robert Gates, I'm sorry, you're exactly right, what Robert Gates talked about was he disagreed with Biden on all kinds of foreign policy issues, but he was a person of integrity who he would trust. Now, with all of that and people talking about the stories of the elevator operator who Biden befriended and sick kids who Biden helped and he gave them their phone number and he comforted them, you didn't hear that kind of story about Hillary. Not at the Democratic convention. Now, again, if you talk to people who know Mrs. Clinton well, people, oh, she's great, great, great. But it's not the same. And by the way, it's not something you usually hear about President Trump either. And that's why they were emphasizing it so much last night. In terms of Jill Biden, I think she helped her husband a lot. It's one of the reasons that I think they are emphasizing they're going to have Melania Trump as a featured speaker at the Republican convention. They've also invited some other featured speakers who I think are more dubious, but we will get to that and more. 1-800-955-1776. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Michael Medved show, I mentioned earlier that there was an aspect of Colin Powell's appearance at the Democratic convention, And he spoke right adjacent to another former Secretary of State, John Kerry. Now, of course, no surprise that John Kerry was endorsing Joe Biden. It should also be no surprise that Colin Powell was endorsing Joe Biden. It's worth saying that even though Colin Powell was considered a real presidential possibility running as a Republican, that was back many years ago in the Clinton era. But Colin Powell has been consistently endorsing Democrats for a long time. He endorsed Barack Obama in 2008. He endorsed Barack Obama in 2012. He endorsed Hillary Clinton in 2016. So it's not a gigantic surprise that General Powell, Secretary of State Powell, who I do think is an admirable American, but it's not a surprise that he endorses Joe Biden. It shouldn't shock people at all. Nor should it shock people that a well-intentioned but incredibly stupidly conceived program for our homeless neighbors, people experiencing homelessness, didn't work out exactly as time. Yes, it is time. It is appropriate for another Michael Medved Homeless Solidarity.
And now, another Homeless Solidarity moment from your cultural crusader.
Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I don't like work, and work don't like me, and that is the reason I am so hungry. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again.
And this is a report by the New York Times. And the headline says, liberal neighborhood in Manhattan is tested by transfer of homeless. And the article says the guests arrived at the Lucerne Hotel, two blocks from Central Park, carrying their belongings, stepping off buses, and filling the hotel's empty rooms, which typically cost more than $200 a night. It's the Upper West Side of New York, after all. They were not tourists or business travelers, but residents of homeless shelters whom the city sent to Lucerne to contain the spread of the coronavirus in the crowded shelter system. Over 3 days, 283 men moved into the hotel. Well, welcome! What a wonderful addition to the neighborhood. The city had already moved shelter residents, including some women, in May into three other Upper West Side hotels, the Park West, the Belvedere, and the Bell Nord. And the neighborhood is now home to about 730 homeless people transferred during the pandemic. Many commentators said on social media the men menaced pedestrians, they urinated on the street, they defecated on the street, and used and sold drugs in the open. No. Can you imagine such a thing? They quote a neighborhood resident named Gary Cocolari. He said he's lived in the neighborhood for over 30 years. He says people are generally concerned to get outside now, he added. Well, can you imagine why? The fear is palpable. When you've added 780 homeless people living at city expense in luxury hotels, and it is unfolding in a neighborhood that lies in a congressional district where Democrats outnumber Republicans by nearly 7-1, where nearly 90% of the voters supported Hillary Clinton 4 years ago. The neighborhood is 68% white, and an average home value is $1.2 million, nearly double the New York City median. So why wouldn't the homeless fit right in? Another man living in the Lucerne, this is one of the homeless guests, his name is Clinton Bynum, he's 63. He is also says he's gotten an icy reception from his new neighbors. He says, it makes me feel upset when I walk on the street and people walk on the other side of the street, he said. Again, can't understand it. The blowback highlights the challenges of keeping the city's homeless shelter population safe during the pandemic, a task made more difficult because the population has grown to record highs during Mayor Bill de Blasio's tenure. Well, congratulations on that. You know how many homeless people they estimate there are in New York total? Counting people in the shelters and people living on the sidewalks and in the parks, 60,000. That's a good-sized city all itself. During the outbreak, the city's Department of Homeless Services has moved roughly 9,500 people from shelters into 63 hotels across the city, 32 of which are in Manhattan. The relocations have also led to complaints in Hell's Kitchen and parts of Queens. The agency that works with the Hotel Association of New York City to identify hotels that can serve as a shelter. It pays an average of $174 a night per room. That's citywide. The city said it eventually expects reimbursement for at least 75% of the cost from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, from FEMA. So FEMA is supposed to pay for putting homeless people in hotels? This is a little bit nuts. The Lucerne's owner, the owner of this hotel in the Upper West Side, Sam Dome, said the hotel took in the shelter residents because this is a matter of survival for us. At the Bel Clair on Broadway and West 77th Street, another very good location, the homeless people included several registered sex offenders whose presence has alarmed neighbors. I can't understand why. The city said they were already part of the general shelter population and were legally entitled to live at the hotel, though at least one has moved because of proximity to a grade school. The city has recorded over 1,400 positive cases and 104 deaths among the homeless, which includes roughly 60,000 people in shelters. The number of active cases has now dwindled into single digits. Look, the one thing you have to say about New York is they have a pretty good shelter system. If you can accommodate 60,000 people in shelters. But honestly, when people talk about this crisis, this is something you've heard nothing about at the Democratic Convention. Is it worth saying something about it at the Republican Convention? I hope so. Because when it comes to actually doing something to make life better in America's cities, to give small businesses a chance, to allow downtowns to recover from some of the devastation of the riots. Yes, I know, they're peaceful protests, right? Yeah, like in Portland, they tried to set fires again last night. And the riots, the ongoing chaos, you can't do anything about that if you are swamped by thousands and thousands and thousands of homeless people who now expect to be supported by FEMA for continued residence in Upper West Side hotels. A nutty situation. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Democrats are to blame for stalled negotiations on a new economic stimulus package.
While Nancy Pelosi and her colleagues went home, this president remained hard at work.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany also saying that Democrats are rushing back to Washington, D.C. to deal with what she calls a manufactured crisis involving the U.S. Postal Service. As far as what the president would like to see out of the Postal Service,
he wants to make the post office solvent, and he mentioned Amazon needing to raise the price of packages for Amazon as a way to help the solvency with the post office.
While campaigning in Darien, Wisconsin, Vice President Mike Pence says Joe Biden and Kamala Harris would bring socialism to the United States if elected. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show. There's a question that was posed, actually, apparently by the San Francisco Chronicle, which is that what is causing the upsurge in homelessness everywhere? Is it the COVID-19 crisis? And of course not. Anybody who has lived in a big city anywhere across the country knows that the problem of people sleeping out on the sidewalks and taking over public parks and setting up tents. The tents is a new thing. Do you remember? I mean, it used to be that law enforcement would take care of people who were camping in public. No, you're not allowed to do that. That's not the idea. So what is causing it? What is causing it is the increased public acceptance, the increased financial support for living on the streets, the ongoing attempt by the left to basically use this issue as an indictment of the whole capitalist system. And yes, of course, it's also involved with an upsurge in drug addiction and drug use and mental health issues going undiagnosed, because it's more and more difficult to try to get people committed for their own benefit and their own good. And that's one of the things about programs like this, putting homeless folks in New York into hotels, moving them from shelters, which, according to the New York Times, there's 60,000 people living in homeless shelters in New York, and then go ahead and moving them into hotels. Well, Mayor de Blasio has finally responded to stories like the one that we're just talking about from the Upper West Side of New York. He's responded to that by saying they may be winding this ambitious program down. Listen.
It's important to note that as the health situation has continued to improve, we're going to start the process of figuring out where we can get homeless individuals back into safe shelter facilities and reduce the reliance on hotels. Hotels is certainly not where we want to be in general, and we're going to start that process immediately.
Yeah, and it's the only reason that they're in hotels is because tourism is, of course, completely dead in the midst of a pandemic. The hotels are empty. They're going broke. It's a lifeline for some of these hotels. But once they start getting people coming back to the city and coming back to the hotels, you want to stay next door to a homeless child molester or a homeless drug addict? The New York Times, again, reports that Nicole Metzger, a neighborhood resident and a moderator of the Facebook group monitoring this homeless hotel thing, said she was not opposed to living near homeless people, but the influx of such a high volume of homeless men, many of whom have violent backgrounds, in such a short amount of time, without adequate security provided by the Department of Homeland Security, has resulted in unsafe conditions. Well, yeah, the Times is reporting that emergency calls from the neighborhood involving these homeless folks have tripled in volume since the new guests moved into their hotels. The police department said that drug-related complaints had risen more than 50% in this 20th precinct in the same period last year, compared to the same period last year. And while advocates say negative reactions to homeless people in residential neighborhoods were nothing new, the backlash during an emergency was particularly unfortunate. And then they conclude with an account of one resident in the Upper West Side neighborhood who actually thinks it's a good thing that these homeless folks are all there. On a recent hot afternoon, a group of men who said they were from the Lucerne Hotel sat on benches in a pedestrian plaza in the middle of Broadway at 79th Street, some of them smoking cigarettes, some of them drinking beer. Michelle Breyer, who's 69, was walking her small dog. She said her view of the men had shifted 180 degrees. Truthfully, I think it's really good for the neighborhood to see the struggle that people have, the humanity that everyone has. Uh-huh. So the city should continue paying $174 a night hotel bills to make this possible. This is not a great policy, and it's not a great idea. And does anyone remember the last time that we heard from a president of the United States about doing something about homelessness? Barack Obama initiated a program. He announced it in 2010, in the middle of his first term. It was going to end homelessness in America in 10 years. Time's up. How have we done in terms of the goal of ending homelessness in 10 years? And President Obama was committed to it. I think it's one of those things where everybody wants to do something about it, but I think people are very, very reluctant to actually look at some of the realities. Now, one other crisis that appears to have sort of tampered down, at least, is the front page of the Wall Street Journal. It says that Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said the U.S. Postal Service is suspending operational changes such as removal of mail processing equipment and collection boxes until after the November election, as the agency tries to reassure the U.S. electorate that it can handle the anticipated surge in mail-in voting. Calling the timely delivery of the nation's election mail a, quote, sacred duty, unquote, Mr. DeJoy said the agency won't change retail hours at post offices across the country or close any mail sorting facilities. He said that to avoid even the appearance of any impact on election mail, I am suspending these initiatives until the election is concluded, he said. Well, the way that could be months after Election Day, but we shall see. The about-face comes as Mr. DeJoy is due to testify before Congress later this week, with Democrats set to accuse him of working behind the scenes with President Trump to sabotage the outcome of the election, in which mail-in voting is expected to increase sharply because of the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. DeJoy, a Republican Party fundraiser and logistics executive, took the role of Postmaster General in June. He's implemented changes such as controlling overtime and reducing extra trips, which some postal union representatives and customers said caused delays. Okay, all of this, it has to be placed in context. And the context is, I am very glad the post office is there. I think it's important. I think it's important that people be able to rely on the mail as much as possible. But for goodness sake, trying to get some new efficiency in the post office department, trying to make it more sensibly competitive with some of the private delivery services is not a bad goal. When you're talking about a government that's going broke, that's spending itself into oblivion with budgets and deficits that are just sky high, doesn't it make sense if you can deliver more bang for the buck? A lot of people have talked about, what if the post office suspended Saturday delivery? Okay, they don't deliver on Sundays. They suspended Saturday delivery. Would that be such a hardship in today's world where people more and more rely on electronic communication? It wouldn't necessarily be such a hardship, and it could help bring the cost down. None of this should happen before the election, because the election has to play itself out. And what about the claim by a liberal now that this election will mark the end of American democracy? Why? Because he thinks Trump will win? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
You are the greatest guy on this earth.
Michael Medved.
I listen to this show 4 hours a day. It's seriously the greatest show on earth.
Listen to the Michael Medved Show.
And President Trump, in part of his ongoing attempts to upstage the Democratic convention, which I know it breaks tradition, but in a close election where he is clawing to win that particular competition, can't blame the president for trying to take attention away from what is 2 hours every night talking about why things are terrible in the United States at the moment and why you need to get rid of Trump if you want them to get better. That's the basic Democratic pitch, is it not? And we can only unify as a country if we have somebody else in the White House. That's your basic Democratic pitch. So President Trump trying to maybe reach for a touch of unity, issued a pardon yesterday. And it was a long-awaited, eagerly sought pardon by somebody who's actually been dead for 114 years. Okay. Who did he pardon? He pardoned Susan B. Anthony, one of the framers, one of the leaders for what became the 19th Amendment 14 years after she died. And President Trump spoke to a group of activist women, including people from the Susan B. Anthony List, which is a pro-life feminist political organization to promote pro-life issues, because Susan B. Anthony was pro-life. In any event, what was she pardoned for? She had cast an illegal vote way back in 1872. And she didn't get taken away to jail. She got fined $100, which in today's world, that would be the equivalent of $5,000 in today's world. She neglected to pay the fine for voting illegally in 1872. And they never did clap her into prison. Here is the president announcing the pardon that I know there are dozens of Americans who have been waiting for breathlessly. Listen.
I will be signing a full and complete pardon for Susan B. Anthony. She was never pardoned. Did you know that? She was never pardoned. What took so long?
what took so long is apparently she never wanted a pardon, and she never asked for one. And in fact, just like there's everything else in the country is now the subject for polarization and politicization, this is too. The Lieutenant Governor of New York is named Kathy Hochul. And she sent out a tweet. She said, as the highest ranking woman elected official in New York, and on behalf of Susan B. Anthony's legacy, she lived most of her life in Rochester, New York, and she's buried in Rochester, not too far away from Frederick Douglass, who, by the way, Frederick Douglass was also a very early advocate for woman suffrage. And the same way that Susan B. Anthony, before she became an advocate for woman suffrage, was a crusader for abolition and for temperance. She was very involved in moves to try to limit consumption of alcohol. She would be happy that this could be the first presidential race, at least in many, many years, where both candidates, both Biden and Trump, are non-drinkers. You know that? They both have, apparently, family members who had drinking problems. Trump's older brother drank himself to death. And neither of them apparently drink. However, Lieutenant Governor Hochul of New York said, as highest-ranking woman elected official in New York, and on behalf of Susan B. Anthony's legacy, we demand Trump rescind his pardon. Susan B. Anthony was proud of her arrest to draw attention to the cause for women's rights and never paid her fine. Let her rest in peace. I don't think President Trump will or should rescind the pardon. This could be, I think, one of the less controversial pardons that he's issued. Let's see. Rod Blagojevich, Susan B. Anthony. Roger Stone, Susan B. Anthony. Yeah, no, this is more controversial. As the New York Times reports it, Mr. Trump initially teased the pardon as he traveled on Air Force One on Monday, telling reporters he was going to erase the conviction of someone very, very important. She was guilty for voting, Mr. Trump said on Tuesday, and we're going to be signing a full and complete pardon. And Mr. Trump, and of course the New York Times, they say he has been repeatedly accused of sexual harassment or assault, and who has often made degrading comments about women. By the way, Bill Clinton, honored last night at the Democratic Convention in an era of hashtag MeToo, speaking of repeatedly being accused of sexual harassment or assault. In any event, he says he's facing a deep gender gap in the campaign against Mr. Biden. That's true. On Tuesday, surrounded by several female supporters, Mr. Trump declared that women dominate the United States. Women dominate the United States? And he complained that the coronavirus pandemic had darkened the economic picture for women. Actually, men are about twice as likely to die of COVID-19 for a whole variety of reasons. When asked by reporters about the concept of mail-in voting, now this is at the same event, Mr. Trump attacked the practice, claiming that dogs and cats receive ballots to vote en masse. That's not really true. They get those ballots individually. Mr. Trump also floated the idea that the 2020 election would need to be redone should Americans rely on a system that would let everyone vote by mail. You can't take millions of ballots and then haphazardly all over the country or all over the state and expect it to come out properly, Mr. Trump said. Universal is going to be a disaster, the likes of which our country has never seen. It will end up being a rigged election, or they will never comment, they'll never come out with an outcome. They'll have to do it again, and nobody wants that, and I don't want that. An election redo? See, what troubles me about this echoes the craziness on the left, which really is crazy. I mean, Tom Friedman, double Pulitzer Prize winner. He has a column today. Will 2020's election be the end of our democracy? He says, here is a sentence I never in a million years thought that I would ever write or read. This November, for the first time in our history, the United States of America may not be able to conduct a free and fair election. And should President Trump be defeated by Joe Biden, have a legitimate and peaceful transfer of power. This is nonsense. And this is scare tactics. And I don't think it's effective scare tactics in any way. This is not going to make it more likely for Democrats to come up and vote, which is what Friedman wants. He says, because if half the country thinks their votes were not fully counted due to deliberate sabotaging of the U.S. Postal Service, that's over now by this administration. And if the other half are made to believe by the president that any mail-in vote for Biden was fraudulent, that would not result in just a disputed election, not another Bush v. Gore for the Supreme Court to sort out. That would be the end of American democracy as we know it. It also isn't hyperbole to say it could sow the seeds for another civil war. The threat is real. Would you stop it, please? I mean, on both sides, the talk of another civil war, this is one of the reasons that I think that both sides should watch both conventions. Really. Now, yes, the conventions are made to appeal to the American mainstream. They're made to appeal basically to that 10 to 15% of voters who are persuadable. And that's all there are right now, because most people are frozen in a position. They either want President Trump to get another 4 years to keep America great, or they want a change of course to change the direction that the country appears to have been going in for the last 4 years. And right now, it shows that among people who have absolutely made up their mind, it's very close, there is a slight edge to Biden. What that means is it all comes down to this handful, 10 to 15% of the electorate at most, who are persuadable, who maybe could be persuaded one way or another. Who are those people? And what groups are most prominent among the undecided? We will get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.